cliffcentral.com.
Hello, good morning. It's Thursday. Yeah, and it's my voice, not Gareth's voice again. I apologize. What happened with him today, Sia?
It's a winter common occurrence when you're related. No. No, that is not happening.
Okay, Gareth doesn't have a migraine. He's literally just overslept.
Oh,
and he is in the traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm looking at Lucas. Lucas is giving me the thumbs up or down. Sorry, Lucas. Gotta get your mic on here.
Well, it's a thumbs up that yes, Gareth is in traffic, but the show does go on.
Yeah, you know what we're gonna do, Sia? We're gonna be like a proper radio show and cross to Gareth in traffic. Well, you know, we're a hybrid. Lucas, what's the status on Gareth? Is he in communications with us?
Yeah, he is. Just give us 1 second and he's online.
On Skype?
No, on a telecom line.
Telecom line, okay. You know what, Lucas? It's fine. I'm a pro. I can do this.
Yeah, I know Ben, yeah.
You tell me wherever he is. Gareth?
Good morning. I'm reporting live from the N1 in Victoria.
Ah, okay. And what's it looking like there?
Sorry. I woke up late this morning. The traffic is looking, it's moving at a slow pace, but it is moving.
Okay, all right. So is this because you gave Carl too many biscuits last night and he didn't wake you up?
No, I gave him one, but he snores like a boss. That kept me up, but it's fine. It's nothing to do. I thought I'd give you a little traffic update. I'm currently at the Amran off ramp, and it looks like this is the worst part, actually, after staring at quite nicely. Not too much traffic on the N1 stop.
Gareth, that's very good, but it's just like getting here at 6. There's a very faint chance of hearing anything else you got to say. It's a very soft line. Lucas, do you want to should we just wrap this up, Lucas? Gareth, I'm getting the wrap-up sign from Lucas. You know, he's really come on as a producer. He's giving me aggressive sign. Right, so, Abali Malloy, how are you this morning?
Yeah, I'm good.
Ooh.
No, that's a sigh of satisfaction or some sort of content.
I've got a little pain in my shoulder, as I leaned back, the pain just, you know, became a little bit more intense.
I thought you were going to say, I've got a little story about last night.
Oh, no.
She probably does.
No.
But squeezing it out of her will be something else.
Ooh, I'm going to die hopeful, aren't I?
You know, A for being an eternal optimist, Ben, that's it. But if it makes you feel better, it's quarter to weekend.
Yes, very good point, Sierra. It is the Thursday, and it's kind of payday, I guess. If you wait for the 25th every single month, well, this is it.
Yeah.
This is that day, the big 2-5, so that's always good. Which means you get your puzzle on quite hard on the weekend. You probably shouldn't because, you know, obviously a month is quite long. We've been talking about money matters the whole week, but don't let that fight your bad self, though. Have that one weekend where, you know, it's like that meme goes. You throw things up in the air and then you pick them up because you need them again.
No, I literally still, though, have those go-to friends who are regardless going out tonight, who just get paid on the 25th. So I'm just like, okay, sure.
As the youngest person of the show here, do you still go out? Like, I mean, what's your party life like nowadays?
I don't think I'm the best person to talk to about getting a gauge on young people.
Okay, wait, sorry, hang on. Lucas with these hand gestures. Lucas, what do you want?
Well, there's a new alert, I think, on CI being the youngest person here.
Oh, you know? There's a what?
Let's correct that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think Amanda is the new person.
Obviously, Amanda's the youngest, but she's all the way over here. Sia's my... Okay, look, I mean, don't take this bad, but Sia's like tier one, you know? You guys are like tier two. We'll get to you in a second.
Oh, my God.
Jeepers, Lucas. You get one responsibility to get Gareth on the line, and you just become a tyrant. I mean, do you want to sit here? I go to the booth.
No, it's okay, Ben. Yeah, it's okay.
Wowzers, that just turned for the worst.
Sorry, Sia, you were saying.
No,
because I'm not just the greatest.
I'm not the greatest at all because I rarely go out. And when I do, it's just for like dinners or like a nice catch up with my friends. It's not like, what do the cool kids call it these days? Like,
wow, okay.
I don't know, like going out for the binnets or something. Yeah. Like,
I don't think the cool... The people who speak like that are not the cool kids.
Yeah, but see, you're not allowed to talk like that. You're meant to be the cool kid here. That's why I go to
you. No, I am not the cool kid. That is why I confess.
But don't you have a weekend coming up in Sun City because you go into the Summers?
Well, okay, that's different.
Okay, well, there you go then. There you go. People like Sia go to the Summers.
But this is the weekend I go out. What was I doing last weekend? I was literally like cooking dinner for my friends who came over to my place. So once in a while, I do decide to actually like leave the house and do something interesting.
Okay, well, you know what, Lucas? You're actually spot on. Amanda, as the youngest person of the show here, we're going to look for more out of you. What's your sort of party repertoire like nowadays?
Well, I'm not going to beat around the bush. It's actually pretty bad. I go out every Friday and every Saturday.
Nice.
Yeah.
See, that's what we're looking for. And is it like the same kind of clubs? Is a variety of house parties?
Well, normally like on a Friday, we go to Hudson's. I don't know if you've heard of Hudson's.
Yeah.
We go to Hudson's in Bedford View.
Okay.
That's like where we start Friday out. Nice. And then we move to Stone's. And then on a Saturday, we try and go to Nikki Beach or Truth. Something a little exciting.
You hit it hard, hey, Amanda? Yeah.
Is this the same in
winter?
Sorry, wasting
my time
with
Sia here.
Yeah, the same in winter. Like tomorrow, we'll hit Nikki Beach. There's an event, so and then off we go.
Because back in my youth, man, you probably don't know this, but I was an actual disc jockey. I used to go to clubs. I used to play the banging beats. That's all I did. I lived in clubs and bars.
Where did
and
you
stuff.
Play?
All over. But at your age, places were still probably in shopping malls and stuff, and didn't exist. it's just interesting to know, like. It's the furthest thing from my mind right now. Maybe I speak on behalf of people in their mid-30s. But the thing is, like, I remember when I was back at that age, it was all about just getting to, like, okay, it's Thursday. And you've gone out hard, maybe on a Wednesday out of the blue. And then Thursday is, like, a legit night out. And then Friday or Saturday, it's just like, where did we ever have all this energy?
Well, we were young. And now we're old.
But you know what? It's got to be in the mind, right? Because physically, I finished a workout yesterday and I was actually quite impressed with myself. Even in my old curmudgeonly state, I felt physically pretty good. But I had two glasses of wine over the stage of 6 o'clock to 10 o'clock last night because the cricket was on and I was writing an article. And I woke up this morning and I was like dead.
From two glasses of wine?
Just two glasses of wine.
Yeah, and the fact that I only got to bed at probably like 11. But like it was the point that Meowsers was kind of pushing me to say, like, is this it? Do I have to go get a new owner? I was like, I mean, obviously I still got here on time, but I was a mess. And I think like there's obviously a cutoff stage, a natural cutoff stage where nature says you do not go to clubs anymore.
Well, if that's the case, I don't know what nature's saying to me, because evidently you guys all went through that phase.
I think you've often defied nature. This isn't the first time.
Okay. Once again, I'll take that as a compliment.
And it is. Yes, Lucas.
Ben, I've also just turned 30, and I used to sometimes party, and what I've noticed is that the recovery mode takes long. Like, I'll be blanking the whole day if I went partying a day before, and this says, yeah, Lucas, you're getting old. You have to take it easy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yes. The recovery mode will tell you that, no, you can't party anymore.
Okay, well, look, it is still essentially Puzza Thursday in the world. So if you've got any great plans for tonight, this weekend, or just share in your basic routines of how you go about this. I mean, do you get really hammered, or you just kind of got to the stage now where you know how to get drunk properly? You know, everyone's got a routine. Everyone's got a system. WhatsApp number 0797482090. Lucas, we can still take calls, hey? You're all over that.
Yes.
How do people go about doing that?
how about you call on 0861-555-189, or you can WhatsApp us on 0797482090.
Well done, Sia.
There you
Thank
go.
You, Sia.
Yeah, you see, Lucas,
yeah,
it's that old age thing hitting you.
I was about to say, did you happen to go out last night?
Wow, that was like when you go up to an old person and throw them a ball, and they just all let see there's hands and legs, and ultimately they drop it and they just feel embarrassed. That's what Lucas just looked at.
So, Mabale, if Ben's is like 2 glasses of wine, what's like your maximum?
Oh, no, before you're out? No. I'm a soldier, I'm a trooper. Yes. I still drink far too much. And 2 glasses of wine for me is like
starter,
like a warm-up session.
It's in the game.
No, I can still handle mine.
Yes, Amanda.
And now they wouldn't say like you're a soldier, you drink too much. Young people would say you're a tank.
Oh, okay,
a
all right.
Tank.
So you're a tank or like a bar fridge.
Oh.
Not very flattering female compliments,
are
they?
Not at all.
A tank is in like you store a lot, or like an army.
Yeah,
tank.
Like you can take down a lot, you know.
Huh.
Oh my god.
Okay. All right. I'm a bar fridge.
Amanda, are there still those really trash nights where you go to places and they're like R5 shots and that kind of stuff? You get those all you can drink nights. Does that still happen?
Well, they don't have like the all you can drink, but then they do have like 2 for 1, which is like a really good price. Like for, I think it's like R25, you'll get like 2 double brandies and Cokes, which is ridiculous. Like,
Brandy and Cokes.
That's cheap.
It is.
That's like dirt cheap. And then at Nikki Beach, they tend to do these like R10 tequilas, which do get out of hand because, you know, R10 for tequila is nothing.
Well, I guess if you scale it down, back when, again, I'm probably 13 years older than you, R10 tequila is probably R4 a tequila. Yeah.
I mean, you walk in there with $50 and you'll be sorted. 5 tequilas.
Exactly. You just drink tequila shots and water. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
And like messy drunks, I mean, is this something you still see? Because like, you've got to get better at this kind of stuff, right? I mean, is that quite a commonplace thing for guys and girls, or just guys?
It's not really guys anymore. I must say it's girls.
Really?
Yeah, the girls do tend to get a little bit disgusting, and then they want to fart, and oh.
They want to fight or fart?
I
mean, okay, so it's not
they
a flat chase.
They want to roll.
Chicks are fighting nowadays.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez, Amanda, we need to go undercover with you over
all
a weekend.
All the time, especially like in Bedford View. That's where it happens.
Yep, sounds about right.
At Stones, Bedford View. That's where it happens.
Is it like, hold my earrings, or they just go straight in?
No, they just go mad. Like, you know, if you're going to Stones.
Lucas, you know, if Lucas you're going don't to interrupt her.
If you're going to Stones, at like it closes at 2. Everyone just goes down to the parking lot, and you literally just wait around. Like, you wait for something. And sometimes it's like I've been in a situation where my friend, like some guy spat at my friend, and she was a chick, so then she called her mom, and her mom even started rolling, and it was just out of control. It was like really disgusting. It was bad.
And then what happens? Like, how's it break up? Does security get involved,
no,
or just,
you
does
know,
everyone just
like,
shake hands and go home?
The famous like, I'm gonna sue you and that's it, I'll call you on Monday, and you know, that's type of thing.
Okay, Lucas, cancel the Zumba-Zummas. You can go see them some other time. I reckon this weekend, follow Amanda around. We need to get all of this. This is gold.
Well, I'll do that with a hidden mic. You know, they have a hidden camera, so I'll just have a hidden mic somewhere.
Well, look, I mean, violence, and I mean, my buddy used to beat up girls in high school from time to time.
It was in primary school.
Oh, sorry, primary school.
And I
yeah,
got
that's
my
how bad
no,
ass she
I
was.
Got my ass beat. I wasn't beating anyone up. I got my ass kicked.
But she sort of got over that stage, though. But then again, Mavs, you weren't drinking dollar brandy and Cokes for R20, were you?
Not in primary school, no.
We're talking about first year of high school, yeah, like not primary.
I was in exactly one fight and I got my ass kicked. That's it.
Sorry, Amanda, getting back to Fast Times in the East End, is this because like a lot more women are getting into MMA now? I mean, do you get like chicks who are just terrible fighters, or do some of them really like look with them, like know what they're doing?
Do you know what it is, Ben? Like, I'm going to be honest. I don't know, like chicks get the urge to fight. So my friend and I'll be getting ready and then we have pre-drinks. And then like we'll say, okay, we're going out now. Then we start throwing back the tequilas and so on. And then my friend and I are like, tonight is the night. We're going to fight. Like, we're going to get in a roll. We're going
to
fight.
So, Amanda, you are not separate to this issue, are
no,
you?
No, I haven't fought yet, Ben. No, I
yet.
Haven't fought yet. So now, like, we
but
you're get,
ready.
Like, we get there and we're like, we're confident. Like, it's happening. So the one time we take my young friend with us, she's like 17, And then she looks at this chick funny. So this chick comes over to us and she's like, what? What? Like, what do you want to do? And then my friend and I were like, no, it's okay. Don't worry. And then we were like, oh my word, there was our chance. And we just threw it away. Like, you know, we just gave it away. But no, you know, the fights get a bit messy. Like, no one really gets to, you actually hurt yourself because then the chicks are trying to swing like punches and they're drunk and they're falling over. So it's actually not happening really.
Yeah, you see, I was going to ask you, what is the worst fight you've seen in terms of injuries? Because girls don't really know how to fight. They just kind of flap their arms around and they pull on each other's hair. And
yeah, but if it's at Stones,
that's really it.
But Mubs, if it's at Stones, there's a pool cue coming into the mix
exactly.
Here.
Exactly.
Huh?
Oh, my word. Yes. Yeah. No, that's exactly happening.
Amanda, you are blowing my mind this morning. Literally blowing my mind.
Like last week.
I almost feel like I must do my youth over again and think this never happened.
We need. Yeah, I'll take you. And then we'll go and we'll just act cool and I'll show you. I'll be like, these are the people that do this every week. Like last. 2 weeks ago, my best friend, she got in a fight with her cousin's ex. The poor guy never had a, like, okay, guys don't hit girls, but he never had a chance to throw a punch. And even the bouncer was like to my friend, beat him up. It was just insane.
Oh,
and I haven't been out with that friend since. I was like, girl, it was out of control. I was like, the poor guy, you hit him so hard, like his head bounced off his car door. I was like, the bouncer wasn't helping. I'm like, it was just too much. People were looking at us. Like, we normally watch the fights. We try not to do it, you know?
Wow.
I'm sitting here with my mouth open.
There are so many elements of your story here, but one of them being that you get to a point in the night where you just go downstairs and wait for a fight.
You know it's going to happen. About 2, 5 past 2, you just know when everyone's waiting for Uber and their parents. Some are waiting for their parents. Some are getting in their cars. And we know in Bedford View, they love to, like, flash their cars off and rev them. So, you know, the guys that, like, drive these fancy cars come around and then rev the cars. And then the Oaks without cars are like, oh, you know, I want to fight you.
It's not really the same asking your Uber driver to rev his Corolla.
Yeah, no, no.
Oh, no. I heard Uber drivers are terrified to go into Bedford View on a weekend after 2 a.m. in the morning because they know what it's like in the parking lot.
I think anyone,
these women are
going to
beat them up.
Go into Bedford View at 2 in the morning.
Yikes. Yeah.
And the worst is sometimes like our Uber will actually leave us because we're so invested in watching the fight. He's just like, I'm out 25 rand later. We're like, dude, where's the Uber? He's gone.
Oh my goodness.
Crazy. And what's awesome is it's so unexpected. Like, you just go there being like, you know, oh, I'm just having 2 drinks tonight, and then it's just like bam, like what happened.
But something I want to know as well is, like, is this because girls feel they can attract guys more by fighting? You know, maybe I'm getting a little bit too philosophical about this, but is this like a new thing?
Do you know what the problem is? I think, like, people go out, young people go out as a couple, and you go to a place like that, and then, you know, oh, you looked at this person, and that's generally how it is, you know. So it's normally the couples fighting, and then it turns into the chick smacking the guy, and then the guy getting heated,
okay.
And then his friend's trying to, like, take him away from the girl, and then the guys land up fighting because they're, like, all, like, brandied down. It's a mess. It's not classy.
Also,
No, classy's not what comes to mind.
Yeah. Also, I suppose the alcohol in the mix is, you know, it doesn't help the situation.
No, and what they're all drinking because, brandy special, you know, or a Monster special. That's what they're drinking.
Oh, yeah, I think a Monster special, I mean, I think I'd hit myself after having those.
And I know, like, with the Monster special, it's normally vodka, which is like a white spirit. And I know if I drink vodka, I'm like bit of an emotional wreck, so you can imagine what other people are doing when they're drinking that.
I just got a message from WhatsApp saying, guys, we're supposed to pick up Amanda. I need to see who to watch out for this weekend.
Oh, wow. I just take tequilas and dance, nothing else.
You just told me you get emotional on vodka.
that's if it's on special.
Lucas, and there's nothing like this in the south of Joburg you've caught sight of, huh?
Well, you know, in the south, we just trace stolen iPhones to some weird areas in
Terrapin.
Oh, yes.
That's what happens.
That's right, because you managed to trace your phone that had been stolen from you. Jeez, guys, you guys are living interesting lives.
Just, you know, simple, the basics.
Okay, well, guys.
You lead very colorful lives, let's just put it that way, as an understatement.
I just need pre-drinks like Amanda. That's the only thing I need, you know.
Yeah, and you try and have the pre-drinks and then you don't have to buy the expensive drinks, you know.
Yeah, I guess, but it's that early binge drinking that gets you into probably a bad headspace. Everybody got there on the same song sheet, so to speak. I think it'd be a lot easier, a lot more chilled. You never arrive at a club sober. I mean, anyone knows this.
No, it's too expensive.
Yeah, exactly, in this economy.
And I've actually only been to a club once when I was sober, and it is the worst experience ever because I was the designated driver that night.
Mm.
And now everyone is sweaty and rubbing on you, and everyone is now like having fun because they're wasted. And you're standing there like, why are we exactly in this dark room with bad lighting and the music sounds extra loud? You have the worst time ever when you're sober.
And also, your other senses come into play. Like, you start noticing how dirty the carpets are. You start smelling the fact that that vomit has lived here.
Mm. Mm.
It's lived here.
But
I had smell it now.
I've had one like that experience.
As a fight in a car park at 2 a.m.
Someone was trying to kill me.
Someone was trying to kill you.
So now I was 16 and I had my wisdoms out.
In a fight or in a dental sense?
Before. So on the Wednesday, I had my wisdoms out. No, sorry, on the Thursday. And then on the Friday, I was going on a family holiday to Durban. So we now go to Durban, but I'm all like swollen. I look like a chipmunk, like I was in pain. So Saturday comes and now we're in Durban and my brother's like, oh, come, I want to take you on a draw, like, you know, your first like real club experience. So obviously like I'm in pain, but I'm not going to say no. So I was like, okay, I'm down. So then we go to Tiger in Durban.
Okay.
And now it's quite empty. And we're like having a good time. And then this chick like, but now I'm just trying to also stay away so I don't bump my face or whatever. Because it was flipping sore.
Sure.
So then, you know, a few drinks down and painkillers. I was a little bit like.
You were nice.
Tipsy, yeah. I was nice.
You were nice.
And then, this chick comes running and she's crying. So I'm like, oh my word, like, what's the problem? What's going on? She's like, you stole my handbag. So I'm like, no, I didn't steal your handbag. And then she wanted to hit me. And then my brother's just like, no, you can't fight in this state. Like, we have to go. So I'm like, okay. So we get our stuff and we leave. And like, her boyfriend's apologizing to me, saying, sorry, she's drunk. We know you never took her handbag. And I'm like, what's going on? Like, this is my first clubbing experience. Like, I can't deal with this. So we go downstairs. And we like run out of there that it actually looks like we stole the handbag because the way we just vanished out of that place.
Taking on the insights you've given me this morning, I'm thinking she just wanted to have a fight with you. The handbag was never an issue.
Yeah.
And knowing what you know now, you should have smacked the bitch, basically.
I wanted to, but then, oh no, she would have hit my face and oh no.
Yeah, yeah, no, obviously in hindsight, you made the right call. So now, how much is your brother's older, I take it?
Yeah, he's 34 and my other brother's 31, yeah.
And you don't go clubbing with them anymore?
I do with the 34-year-old.
And does he ever get into fights?
No, never. He's actually like the mediator. He's always like, just chill out, like calm down.
Sifrid says on the WeChat, this Amanda character is a keeper. She's more entertaining than Sia and Lucas combined.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Sifrid, if you want to fight, you just better come down here and say that right now. Sia's got a look in his eyes.
Nope, not going to happen at all.
He's got a look in his eyes and he will take you down to that
carpet. When I realize that fights aren't like a Michael Jackson video where it's choreographed and then you all dance together afterwards, I realize fighting is not for me.
Got another message here on WhatsApp saying that my 2001 Cape Town Bourbon Street / Chili and Lime story is pale in comparison to Amanda's. Mm. I was actually in that era, that whole Somerset Road in Cape Town where Chili and Lime was. I used to DJ there, actually. And yeah, that Bourbon Street was messy. That was the kind of place you went to. And you arrived there hammered and you don't know how you actually got home. And it was a very irresponsible time. It was messy there.
Is that where you got shot, Ben?
No, I got
because I know we're talking about people fighting here, but let's not forget that you've been shot.
Yeah,
but
it was the ultimate guys, in this situation.
But guys, it was a very different story. I mean, that was just bad luck. It was just bad luck. It wasn't anything. I mean, Amanda, I've told everyone this story countless occasions, but basically I was driving through a nice leafy area in Cape Town on the way to the beach, and I got caught in the middle of a cash and transit heist, and I tried to get away. I drove particularly well that day. And they decided to open fire on my car, so I got shot.
How did you not sue anyone?
Who are you going to sue?
I don't know. Police, municipality, hectic. Like anyone.
Hide, cash and transit criminals the nation over. I want to sue you as a collective because one of you shot me.
On top of that situation.
Ashley says that the East Ram people have always loved to fight, even back in the 90s. Yeah, I guess. It's just there's something about something in the water out there. I don't know what it is. Lucas, have you got a call?
Yeah, we have Norma on the line. Telcom.
Ah, okay. Norma, go ahead.
Hi. Hello. Can I speak to Mab?
Yes, yeah. go ahead.
Hi, Mab. I love you so much. You have the coolest personality. And thank you. You don't care about anything. How is that possible?
I've grown into it. The older I get, the less I care.
I feel like you're confident more than anyone else.
Oh, thanks, Norma.
Yes.
My question is, I'm asthmatic, you're asthmatic. In the winter, how do you work out? Challenges, what happens?
Well, I always get the flu every winter. That's just something that that I, you know, I cannot avoid. You know, at worst case scenario, I end up in the emergency room, you know, on a drip of some sort. But, you know, I've got a nebulizer at home, so that keeps me under check most of the time.
Okay, so what you're saying is that I must wait to go to the emergency room.
No. You can get yourself a nebulizer from any, you know, like from a pharmacy, and then, you know, when things get really bad, you'll be able to sort yourself out at home.
Okay, thank you. And yeah, then.
Yep.
We're all here for you. So I don't even know who's there or not.
No, we're all here except for Gareth.
Okay. Okay, see ya. Your pop culture information is always like a week late. Why?
Always a week late. You know what? Now that I have your voucher, we'll be on top of things specifically.
Please. Like, every time I'm like, okay, that's last week's stuff.
Oh no. Oh, you see, I'm not doing a good job. I'll even own that. Then just
but
for you, I'll be on top of it.
No, but no offense, but I do love you. Like, you're my favorite person there.
You just said Mubs is your favorite.
No, she said I was cool. You her favorite.
Okay. Oh, that's the difference. Okay.
Okay. But I'm just saying, but I do love you. Like.
Thank you, honey. All right. We'll be on top of it.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay.
All right. Bye. Thanks for the call. Okay, so for more backhanded compliments, join us in the second hour when Sierra is told that no one likes his laugh. Jesus.
I'll just sit here now. No, it's fine.
Anyway, Gareth is stuck in traffic. Lucas, I guess you get the point now. We're not looking for updates, but he will be here as soon as he can because, you know, he does like the show. He's invested. He's here. But it's pretty much time for the news, I think, my buddy Malloy. Mm-hmm. And, of course, today your news is brought to you, as always, by Colcacchio Pizzeria. There's a really great way to start the week. It's the Colcacchio 2-for-1 pizza deal. And, of course, throughout the week, you can get all the great fresh ingredients, amazing food options, whether you're a Banting person, whether you're someone who just likes a good old-fashioned, lovely, beautiful, thin-crust pizza, or you like a pasta or a salad. It's all happening at Colcacchio Pizzeria. Bringing you the news right now with Mabali Malloy. Right, Mabs, what do we got?
Well, Ben, Brigadier Pete Bielefeld passed away yesterday at the age of 67, following a diagnosis of stage 4 lung cancer.
Oh, no.
He was the country's most successful police detective. And at the time of his retirement back in 2010, he was labeled, or rather he was believed to have a 99% success rate in his career.
Yes, he was involved. There was that girl who got kidnapped from, I think it was Crawford College, and then she was found dead.
Yeah, he kind of achieved notoriety as a celebrity super sleuth.
Yeah, that's it. He was a
for being the guy who broke through in the Lee Matthews murder case. Yeah, I think that's what you're talking about. Yeah. He also solved the murder of a Pretoria schoolgirl by the name of Sheldine Human. Ohuman. But yeah, you know, he battled with lung cancer, and ultimately that was the cause of his demise. It happened yesterday. And yeah, you know, I think it was earlier this week or last week even where, you know, the family had kind of said to the media that, you know, it was pretty much looking grim and there nothing more could be done for him. So, you know, they were prepared. They were waiting for this to happen. It, you know, they were essentially it was a case of, you know, just letting him go type of thing.
Mm.
But yeah, you know, he was referred to through all sorts of terms, like, you know, the super sleuth cop. So yeah, that happened yesterday. And then also what happened yesterday was a bunch of ANC stalwarts have claimed that they have been receiving threats over their public criticism of President Jacob Zuma. You know, again, earlier this week, we spoke about Dr. Makosi Khoza, who, you know, had spoken about how she had received threats from the likes of Oros, a.k.a. Colin Mayine of the ANC Youth League. So, yes, a group of veterans yesterday sticking to its demands for a consultative conference to help rehabilitate the party. And an investigation is underway into the hijacking of one MK veteran, that's Thabang Makwetla. He was dumped in Brits last Sunday night. And so the stalwarts saying that they're concerned about this incident and whether or not it could trigger a series of events where people's lives essentially are at risk because they're speaking out against the president.
Well, it's kind of consistent with how things are going with this regime and this person. When you think about it, I mean, you see this the world over. It's a desperate act of a failed leader.
Absolutely. So the question then is, what gets done? I don't know. How do you protect yourself from a threat of that nature is the question. Do you then stop talking? Do you stop criticizing the president? What do you do?
Exactly. It is so difficult because, you know, ultimately your safety comes before anything else. But, you know, you've got to be consistent to whatever you're passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking out against this kind of stuff is such a thing.
And then in some international news today, the British Prime Minister Theresa May will be making an appeal to NATO leaders to unite to combat terrorism. By addressing its root causes and what she called the propagation of poisonous ideology, particularly online. This is after Britain's official terror threat was raised to critical, which is the highest level that they've seen in a decade. Theresa May will head to the NATO meeting in Brussels. Yeah, she will also say she will also say that more needs to be done in the fight against terrorism.
That's the
one.
Teresa, darling, I've just got to point out the obvious.
Took a lot out of me just to say that one sentence.
Teresa, go on to cliffcentral.com, find yesterday's podcast. Gareth gives you a blueprint as to what to do. Stop messing around now.
Right. The old trot.
And then a lawyer...
I'm sorry, can I just interrupt? Amanda, This I was listening for the entire time I was in traffic this morning, and it was worth. I'm going to wake up late every morning, and we just do we do the Amanda show between 6 and 6:30. It was fantastic.
I want to get Amanda to call in from some of these chicks who've been fighting over the weekend.
You got to bring some of your friends in here. We got to have like a bosparat.
How to survive a car park 101.
Lucas, can you please put that picture of Amanda on Instagram on the Gareth Cliff Show Instagram page? Because people are requesting pictures all over.
Someone sent me a message while I was driving in here to say, don't worry, don't bother coming in this morning. Keep it on Amanda.
Oh, wow.
That's great.
We forgot to ask if she has any weapons. Do you travel with weapons in your bag?
The story will unfold. Let's get on with the news. People are interested in what's going on.
Okay, so a lawyer for a 19-year-old Pennsylvania man who is being convicted of shooting a friend and then posing for a selfie with the dying teenager has appealed his sentence. Yes, this is a true story. 19-year-old person kills his friend and then takes a selfie with the friend while he's dying.
Jeez.
The Pittsburgh Tribune Review has reported that the attorney for Maxwell Morton filed an appeal earlier this week asking a judge to impose a lesser sentence than the 15 to 30 years in prison that he was issued with. The defense attorney said that the court did not give appropriate weight to the defendant's overwhelming remorse and his regret regarding the accidental shooting of his friend.
Where does the remorse come in? Is it pre or post selfie?
Well, that's a good question. This is a damn good question that you ask, Ben.
And so it's accidental, but then you go, oh, let me make the most of this moment by taking a selfie?
Well, you see, our trending is the most important thing in the world these days. So I don't know. Maybe that's what motivated this 19-year-old. Morton was convicted back in February of third-degree murder for the shooting of his 16-year-old friend, Ryan Mangan. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know what to say, guys.
Well, you see, this is like the attention seeking that social media brings you. And for people who have bad intentions, it's just like it's a giant red flag to a bull. Before they would have been, you know, their village would have chased them out with pitchforks and tried to burn them at the stake or something. Now, these people, they get worldwide attention. Suddenly people at the other end of the world can see what you've done, and if you're the sort of person who likes being infamous and nefarious, then this is the way to get what you want.
Exactly. Thug life, y'all.
Thug life, y'all.
How the... No, this guy's not well.
Yep. Well, those are your headlines for now.
All right. The news this morning brought to you as always by Kolkakio Pizzeria. Visit kolkakio.co.za, get the app, find out where your nearest store is, and enjoy all the goodness, because they are the reason you crave pizza. It's Thursday. My craving kind of hits in around Wednesday.
Oh, really? Only kicks in towards the latter part of the week?
Well, you know, I always try to start the week like all Spartan and stuff.
All right, let's get to some sport, Ben. I know that you're a Spartan. Let's see what we've got in the sport. Here's Ben with the latest this morning. What do you got?
Well, Gareth, I've got a sad story about cricket. Uh-oh. Oh, the Proteas got absolutely hammered last night. It didn't look all too bad. England batted first. Wayne Parnell got an early wicket. And then the runs started to flow a bit, but again, no alarm bells, because it's one of those pitches where 350 is very much on the cards. And over the last sort of 2 years, these are the two teams that have gone over the 350 mark the most. So it was always going to be a run fest. And a run fest it became when Viles Morgan got stuck in. 107 he got in the end. And he was
Viles Morgan?
Well, his first name is E-I-O-E. There's just Viles everywhere. he's Irish. So
have no respect.
His first name is E-I-E-I-O.
Pretty much. His first name is a nursery rhyme. I mean, to go through that every single day, what an absolute rigmarole of that. He's the English captain. He's this Irish guy who's, I mean, he's one of those guys that can really, you know, structure innings very well. And that's exactly what he did yesterday. He balanced it with some good stroke play and some power hitting. So he got 107. Mm-hmm. And he was supported by Moen Ali. The two of them put on a great 100-run partnership towards the latter stage of the innings. And 339 is what England got. Well, the Proteas, they started off a bit shakily. Quinton de Kock skied one. It was one of many poor decisions from the batsmen and soft dismissals. But still, Umla got 73, Faf got 67, and AB was looking good. But as for the rest, well, just piss poor, really. JP Duminy got into the nervous teens, and then he sort of succumbed to a long hop from Rashid. Miller also just dreadful shot selection. Chris Morris looked like he was giving his wicket away. Wayne Parnell was plucky, but you know, the game was gone by that stage. So all out, 267 with 5 overs still to go. England winning the first one by 72 runs. Now people might say, oh, you know, but it's a warm-up. But this series is so key because of a couple of things. It's the Champions Trophy next month. So the Proteas want to go into that with momentum, which is a big deal in sports. People will debate this, but there's nothing better than going into a sporting contest knowing you've just had a great run of form and you're very confident. So they're 1-0 down, and that was a dicking yesterday at Headingley. Let's be frank. So they got two more one days against them, and then they go into the Champions Trophy. But also, it's setting the tone for a very long series of England. South Africa will play T20s against them as well in their summer, and a 4-match test series. So not a great start. But, you know, blah, blah, blah. They can only get better from here. Last night, Sundowns returned to winning ways. You know, they had a bit of a rocky end of season as far as losing the PSL title to Wits. But they're back in the CAF Champions League. Of course, they are the defending champs. And yesterday, they beat AS Vita Club 3-1. And that is a big result. To go to Kinshasa and get this is a really big deal. So they'll next play Esperance of Tunisia.
That's a great name.
That will be next Friday.
Esperance.
And they're kind of currently topping the log with Esperance at the moment in Group C. So go on, Sundowns. You know, the thing about good teams is that if they fail somewhere, they'll succeed somewhere else. Very, very exciting.
Very good.
Of course, Gareth's a Sundance fan, so his face lit up at that news that they'll be taking on Esperance with a lot of confidence. In Super Rugby for the weekend, it is the final weekend for the South African teams before they go into the June Internationals, so they'll be playing France with the Springboks. So even though there is Super Rugby next weekend, the SA teams won't be involved. First matchup will be the Blues versus the Chiefs. Look for the Chiefs to win that one by about 5-7. They'll be at 9:35 Friday morning. Then the Reds will take on the Force after that, 11:45. Look for the Reds to win that one between sort of 7 and 10. And then Saturday, we've got the Sunwolves hosting the Cheetahs. I reckon the Cheetahs are looking good for a win here. So the thing about the Cheetahs is that they are a great side once they get going, and they'll be given a lot more space by the Sunwolves, and I think they might just eventually tap into some sort of form here. And they're showing like glimpses of brilliance, even glimpses of like defensive stability. But then those New Zealand teams just hammered them in the second half. So Sunwolves versus the Cheetahs, Saturday 7:15, early start there. Then we got the Highlanders versus the Waratahs. Highlanders obviously key favourites here to win by a decent margin. That'd be 9:35 in the morning. Then we've got the Rebels versus the Crusaders at 11:45. Crusaders obviously going to keep that unbeaten streak going here. And the Rebels, well, they're not one of the better sides. Even in Australian terms, they're not one of the better sides. 11:45. Bulls versus the Hurricanes at 3:05. Now, there's not a lot you can say about the Bulls that is going to be positive.
No, so, Nolis can't even find anything positive to say.
I mean, I think Nolis is drinking more brandy than Amanda's friends right now.
I saw Nolis had an Instagram account yesterday. It came up under suggested things I should follow.
Is Nolis on Instagram? I'm getting all over that.
Did you follow? Did you do the right thing?
Of course not.
What am I going to follow him for? And you call yourself, Gareth, you're a Pretoria local. You've got to follow Nolis.
Ben, I stopped pretending I cared about the Bulls about 6 years ago. I don't have to pretend anymore.
So there's your positive for the weekend. You can follow Nolis Murray on Instagram now. The match, well, the Hurricanes are going to win. Then it's the Sharks versus the Stormers. So this is going to be the big one for the weekend because both teams have a lot to prove here. They had decent seasons, but they've slipped up at key moments. And, of course, the Stormers, well, they had that horrible tour of New Zealand. They did come back by beating the Blues last week. These teams are going to be very evenly matched. The Stormers have had their issues in the back line as far as injuries to key players. You know, they're always down to about their fourth or fifth choice fly-off at this stage. The Sharks, too, well, they've lost Kerwin Bosch to under-20 duties for the junior box. And, well, Pat Lambie, he's in and out of consciousness, so he's never really reliable. That'll be at 5:15.
The glass man of South African rugby.
Then the Jaguars will take on the Brumbies. That'll be at 9:40 on Saturday. So pretty much if you watch this game and you go down to the car park, you'll see Amanda and her friends afterwards. It's a late one, but that's how cool sport is for you. Then Sunday, very interesting here. Lions versus the Kings at 2:30. I guess crime is at its lowest in Hillbrow, so they're looking to do more Sunday games. So 2:30, you can actually brave Hillbrow with your family and go watch that. So go watch the Lions. They are SA's best team. And the Kings, well, they're SA's most enthusiastic team. They got it came unstuck last week against the Brumbies, but yeah, it'll be a decent match. It's of course the weekend of the French Open starting, which is very exciting. That is when Buddy Malloy's attentions go from absolutely bugger all in sport to a little blip. If you're looking at the women's side of the draw, this could be the most exciting Roland Garros French Open for quite some time. There's no Serena Williams. All the other top tennis players are kind of in and out of form, also maternity leave. So could this be
all of them?
That's why I'm laughing. It's just Serena.
Gareth, it is difficult. No, there's a couple others.
When Serena has maternity leave,
they all can.
Everybody just drops out.
No, look, they're not all pregnant. No, but
this is their chance to actually win for a change.
Exactly. Look, there's poor form and maternity leave, okay, are two mitigating factors towards this being a very open draw, right? Which could say, I mean, I'm being optimistic here, at the age of 36, Venus Williams could come back and sneak a late Grand Slam here. So, you know, the thing is, Serena's the best. Sharapova's not playing. She's been out for a couple of years. Kvitova, near the head or there at the moment. Garbine Muguruza, she is the defending champ. But, I mean, she kind of pulled the Anna Ivanovic and she went a bit flaky. So, if you are a betting person, then go on to the women's draw of the French Open and have a bit of a gander at what's going on there because it's very, very open. Of course, in the men's draw, you've got Nadal's left arm, you've got Djokovic in decent form. Andy Murray's got lots to prove. I think it's going to be very, very exciting. No Roger Federer, though. So that is pretty much all you've got to look forward to for the weekend. I'll get back to you on more about the football. Of course, Man United won the Europa League last night. They beat Ajax 2-0, so they will be in the Champions League next year. There's FA Cup action to look out for this weekend. And there will be a whole bunch of other things. But we must now get into Anthea,
mm-hmm.
which is, of course, the
money shot. Let's head straight over there. Anthea, good morning. Are we going to have her music?
Hang on a second, Gareth.
Oh, you got me on there?
Because you're worse than Lucas.
I'm just checking.
Give me a chance.
I'm going to make sure that you've got all your shit together, Ben. All right. Very good.
Yes, my shit is together.
I was going to play it from here. It's fine.
Morning, Anthea.
Good morning, Ben.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Perfectly crystal clear.
So what do we got today?
Well, yesterday, I think the biggest news was the consumer price inflation. Mm-hmm. It moderated to 5.3% year on year in April, which is lower than the consensus expectation of 5.6% and well within the 6% target upper band of the Reserve Bank. As a result, of course, the rand strengthened even further and is now trading at 12.90 to the US dollar, 14.50 to the euro, and 16.75 to the pound. So that's a nice turn of events.
Wow, very nice.
The major drivers of the lower inflation number included a drop in food and fuel prices. Sugar, sweets, and dessert inflation is still over 18%, though, so that's a good reason to stay away from that. But at least meat inflation is coming in a bit. It's now 10% higher than where it was last year. And previously it was closer to about 16% inflation. And then bread and cereals inflation is now at 5.4%, which I think is a huge relief. So maybe we've got the Reserve Bank decision today. So I think it's still too soon for them to cut interest rates today. But if this continues, or if we continue along this trajectory, I think we may just be lucky enough to get a rate cut before the end of the year.
That would be so nice. Fingers, sure.
That would be fantastic. The stronger rand hurt our rand hedges, of course. Our shares were resources and industrial indices were both down 1%. With some of the big names really actually getting quite a bit harder hit. Mediclinic was down over 7% last night. Very disappointing. And it wasn't just the rand that was driving the share price lower. They also released their full financial results yesterday. And honestly, I don't think it was very much different from the trading statement they put out a couple of weeks ago. We discussed it. I think the share was being punished for their forward outlook, particularly in the Abu Dhabi business, which they're not expecting to be hugely expansionary, I think I should say. Mm-hmm. So that's why that share was down. And then, of course, banks had another good day. Barclays and Standard Bank both up over 2.5%. I think there may be some short covering going on here. If traders expect the share to fall, they'll short it. In other words, they'll sell it without owning it. And because they expect the share to come up and because they're shorting, invariably they are leveraged and they get margin calls when the share price increases, when it goes up. And it's almost self-perpetuating because as the traders buy shares to cover their short position, they push the share price higher and increase their margin call and are forced to buy more shares. I don't have proof of it, but I suspect that's what's going on here because sure, the rand is much stronger, but we do still have this Moody's decision hanging over our heads.
Mm. Yeah, makes a lot of people nervous, but I can't believe the performance of the rand. I mean, I don't even know if it's pegged to what's going on anymore. I think it might even have just to do with speculation from big buyers and sellers overseas. You know, these emerging market currencies are just so volatile at the moment and so susceptible to major influences or minor influences even from places that don't even involve that currency. Am I right?
You're absolutely right. And maybe I should stop making such a big deal about the rand because the volatility is almost to be expected, right?
Yeah. You almost program it in, at the start of the day.
Yeah, but I do have to figure out, it does drive the share price, so I do have to figure out try and figure out what's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to make these predictions. It really used to be a lot simpler. You could look at what's going on in the country, the macroeconomic stuff. You could look at what's going on in foreign markets and you could make a guess. These days, I mean, who would have guessed the rand would be stronger now than it was in January?
Yeah. I think in the last year, the rand is probably about 16 or 17% stronger.
Yeah, and it's not as if the political situation has got better. It's probably got worse.
And in that time, we've changed finance ministers again. So, yeah.
Yeah, precisely. All right.
And we've had a downgrade.
All of this should have made the Rand go all the way to like 15, 16. And look at where we are. Let's be grateful for small mercies, whatever their cause is.
Indeed. I mean, so in the short term, our Rand hedge shares will suffer a bit, but a stronger Rand just underpins the economy so much better. So you have lower inflation, a less stressed consumer, potentially no more downgrades. You know, it generally is just good for the economy. So.
Right.
And then in company news, Sibanye Gold traded X rights yesterday because, you know, they're doing a rights issue to fund the purchase of their U.S. project. The share was down 30%, but you would have seen in your account, if you hold Sibanye shares, you would have been afforded what they call rights. And these rights give you the opportunity. So you can either sell your rights or you can buy more shares at the expiry date of the rights issue. And
I wondered what that email meant.
And I've had a lot of emails going, what should I do? What should I do? I'm undecided. Give me a chance to look at the numbers. I want to see how it all folds out and where the rights actually trade before I make a decision. So you're just going to have to keep listening for the next couple of days until I do make a decision. I will let you know.
All right. Thank you. I only do what you say from now on. I used to make decisions on my own when it came to this portfolio of mine, and now I'm too terrified to, so I always check with you.
I do remember in the beginning that your brother told you to buy Group 5 shares. Do you still
have
them?
Oh, my God. No, but look, that was like before the big crash of 2008 or something. So,
was it that long ago?
Yeah, it was that long ago. And he was stupid then, and I still don't take his advice now. And Mabale, don't you laugh, because I put a small amount of money in there. It wasn't a lot. And I got suckered.
Got taken. Oh, wow. Sure.
So now I only listen to Anthea. But how is hashtag invest performing at the moment?
So we are having a phenomenal month. We really are, because we've had some really good performance. NASPERS, of course, we're hugely overweight. We've had Steinhoff, we've had MediClinic. Even though MediClinic was down yesterday, it's performed quite well generally. What we may have missed out is the last 2 days of the banks rally, but I actually don't care. I'm quite happy. Even if we miss out the first 10% of the bank's rally, I would rather, like, part of my job is not just choosing shares that go up all the time, but they're also avoiding the shares that go down. And we've done that very well by selling out our banks and retailers. And I'm in no hurry to get back into them.
It's like we've skipped through a minefield and we've missed everyone.
Pretty much, yes.
All right.
And then African Bank released interim results. And besides the number reflecting fairly healthy growth, profit before tax and foreign exchange movements was up 32% to 501 million rand. They also said that they're gearing up to transition from a loans business to one that incorporates transactional banking. They're currently refining their transactional platform. I think they've got staff to test it into the end of the year, and they'll open it up to the public next year. Mm-hmm. And then they also said they're planning to launch a credit card. But I think probably the most interesting thing about what the CEO, Brian Riley, said was that they're launching a new advertising campaign because they really want to build investor confidence and they want to attract retail deposits. So I think they're good because they're cheap and they target a market that kind of needs to be targeted. You know, they're quite out there with kind of fees and lower fees and that sort of thing. But after having failed, it does look like they understand that the consumer is a little bit nervous to deposit money with them just in case we lose it. Mm. So expect a brand new advertising campaign from African Bank in the coming weeks.
Someone said here on the messages this morning, Anthea, Capitec Bank has been named South Africa's best digital bank. Any comments on that? That's from Woody.
Yes. What can I say about it? I'm aware of that. I think not just the best digital bank, but I think they were named one of the best emerging market banks last year. By far, you know, they were signing on 100,000 clients, new clients every month. They were stealing market share from all the other big banks, from, for sure, Absa, Nedbank, Standard Bank a bit, even First Rand they were stealing. And they're cheap. People like them, you know. So, yeah, we do like Capitec. I mean, the share price is probably a little bit overvalued or a little bit stretched at the moment. So for new money, I probably wouldn't put it into the – I wouldn't be buying shares just at this stage.
Right.
I want to see what else comes out of it and where they're moving to. You know, we're looking for some exciting stuff from them as well.
Thank you very much, Anthea.
My pleasure.
As always, good to talk to you, Anthea Gardner, and The Money Shot. And if you haven't got into hashtag invest yet, you are missing out. You heard all that massive upside. You heard how it's going for people who are involved and how many of them have managed to dodge some pretty awful shares because of Anthea's excellent asset management. Well, that's what she does. I mean, for her, it's just a walk in the park. It's a normal day at the office. For the rest of us, it's like gambling. You don't know what the hell you're doing. You put it on black or red and you just spin the wheel and you hope it lands in your color. And that's not the case for her. She takes calculated risks and she reads all that stuff that we couldn't be bothered to. I mentioned I got an email about some Sibanye thing yesterday. I don't know what's going on. How do I interpret that stuff? You ever read a company report? Hell no. What would I know? I'd be horribly out of my depth. If you want to find out more, go to the Money Shot page on cliffcentral.com and you can find out all the details about hashtag invest. And you can also email us if you have any questions or queries. We can hopefully sort that out for you. We've been talking a lot about finance this week, actually, and it's probably because it's the end of the month. Ben mentioned that earlier on. So, Puza Thursday on the 25th of May. Justice Malala coming up in a moment or two with the Burning Platform, which is powered by Nando's. That's on the way. Everything you need to know in the world of political analysis is coming right up. CliffCentral.com.